Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 143. Today is Saturday, November 17th, 2018. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, Ratbag. How are you?
Why did you call me a ratbag? Wow.
Because you were doing things to try and make me laugh, which worked, while people couldn't see it as the intro was happening, which yeah. Normally do try, and I try and ignore it, but it was very hard to ignore today. So
I'm just going to drink my Coke.
Yeah. That's what you do. Oh, really?
That's nice. How you drink a Coke. Prim and proper. Nom, nom,
nom, nom. You were not being prim and proper before. Anyway, how have you recovered? Are we, you know, is Concrud gone?
What?
Concrud.
No, Concrud. I don't think I had Concrud. I don't know what it was. I think I don't know what the hell happened.
Too much awesome, and it was the coming down from the awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh, it was awesome. We had great fun. It's a lot of fun times.
This is our second episode back from BlizzCon, so it's not like our first
one. I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But still, riding the wave, like it was pretty good. It was good fun times.
Don't ever say that to me again.
Riding the wave. I don't know. It's a surfing term.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. You've got a different meaning. I have no idea. You tell me later. I don't know.
I think
anyway,
people.
How are you?
I'm doing okay now, I guess. I don't know. Maybe not so good. I want to say happy birthday to my mom. It's her birthday.
Okay.
She's like.
Happy birthday, Stone's mom.
80, 100 years old. I don't know.
We're gonna 80, 100.
I have,
nice.
You know, to do math to find out how old my mom is. But we're going to go to take her out for lunch tomorrow because she's got plans with her friends. Okay. So, okay.
Cool.
Like, that's good. No, that's good. It's cool.
Yeah.
She gets the hell out of the house.
So. Where are you going to lunch?
We're going to go to like a Chinese buffet. So it's like... Mm-hmm. Chinese food, but like not like authentic Chinese food. It's like low sized stuff. So,
yeah,
but it's still good. I like it because I think they also have what's that stuff called, dim sum. Carrie loves that stuff. I can't stand it. I just
really
no.
Okay.
Well, there's one. There's like, you know, the it's like a red pork bun, so like the whole bun is like a white ball and inside is like a reddish pork kind of thing going on, so that I can eat. The rest I just nope. I mean, there's stuff with like roe on it and like nope. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
I don't do pork, so I don't have a lot of Chinese food only because my family loves pork, but I don't feel like going to a hospital again. So I normally try and just stick to chicken on beef, which is fine, but still sounds nice. Sounds like you'll have a nice time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So say happy birthday to your mom from all of us from the WoW Challenges community. She'll probably look at you like, you have to say that to her tomorrow. Just say the WoW Challenges community
I'm gonna
wishes
say
you a happy birthday, Mom.
There was one time Before all of you start to say happy birthday, let me just so that you guys know, one time, I think earlier this year, she was here at my house, and she was over for like a week or so, and I couldn't do the show, but I was watching it on TV, and my mom was watching it with me, and it's like, why are they talking so much? And I'm like, cause that's what we're doing. We're just having a chat about all of us, like everyone. Mm-hmm. And then you would talk and be like, why is she talking so much? And then I don't know who else was on. I can't remember, but why is that person talking so much? They keep talking. Like, she can't get over this whole, she doesn't understand. Like, people are talking and they don't shut up. And I'm like, no, it's they're fine, Mom. They're fine. It's good. Everything's good. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it. I'm like, okay, well, you don't have to watch it. There's another TV down in the basement if you want.
Yeah.
Jeez. Man. So now, do you guys want to say happy birthday to my mom? I'm just saying, you know. God bless her. That's a Southern saying too. Bless her heart.
Okay. Bless her heart. There we go.
So yeah, we don't.
All right. We've all said happy birthday. You can pass that on if you choose to. But yeah.
Hey, remember?
Anyway,
for those people that you said talk to too much, well, they all wished you happy birthday.
Did you go? They're all my friends, and they all wished you a happy birthday. So suck it up and be nice and say thank you. That's what you've got to say. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
We don't have a guest because I'm lazy.
Sorry. Well, we're just having chill. We're going to do a shorter episode, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So short episode. we're not starting off that way. Okay. Short episode.
Okay. Let's go. So you're weak and well. Go for it.
Streaming irons again. Level 37. Thank you.
Okay, yay.
Thank you, 14th anniversary trivia. Okay. Yes. Okay. So
10th anniversary,
14th. Did I say 10th?
You said 10th.
Whoops.
I'm like,
living in the past, man. Years ago, dude. Living in the past. It's like Warlords. 10 was good because
we got the toy. We got the pet. Remember? 10.
Is that the Molten Core?
Mind you, that we got a toy.
Redo where we ran through that? I think so, right?
Yeah. And yeah.
That was okay.
The toy is really cute.
I'm streaming because Carrie's at work and not able to work from home. I can stream again. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
And you're like,
yay! Yeah, it's quiet. And then I can nap because it's quiet.
Yeah.
I got to level 36 on stream, but 37 today because of the 14th anniversary trivia. Yeah, so I've basically just parked my tune out there and just it's easy XP. I've actually been doing the other quest on my normal tunes, and I really, really advise against even trying to tag those bosses. The XP is fantastic, but those bosses will crush you AoE style, all AoE. Kinds of crap. Yeah. Oh my god, it's so bad. Yeah. I am losing
the dragons
my
are the worst.
Normal.
Yeah.
Kazakh's okay. He does kind of like a knockback, but that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But
any of the dragons, they all do horrible, horrible, horrible AoE. You will be dead.
Yeah.
So I would...
Don't even try.
Proceed with caution.
I mean, if I am losing normal tunes to that, like normal characters, I'm dying five times in a freaking fight. Like, drives me crazy. Don't bother with your irons, please, or any other thing, because just don't.
Which what? Iron's your 37? Which one's this one, too?
It's my iron. It's my hunter.
Oh, you hunter. Okay, no. Cool.
My warlock is just kind of sitting there like, hi. And I'm like, no, you're a warlock. You're a dirty, filthy warlock. Filthy.
They're dirty, filthy. They're just squishy. They need love. Warlocks need love,
their
too.
Their pets need love. The Voidwalker itself needs love. It's yeah. too squishy.
Voidy's squishy. Squishy Voidy. Yeah.
There was one part where I almost died on my hunter in Stranglethorn Vale, even though that's okay. a zone that doesn't exist for some people. It does for me. So, yeah.
Over at the old encampment.
The LV, I swear to God. yeah, I am talking too much. God, Lord Tundra and Jesus, bye. So basically, you know, there's a quest where you have to go take a treasure off of some of the ogres.
Yeah.
But it's not inside the cave. It's just kind of off to the side, right?
Yeah.
So I threw a trap, and then I attacked the I attacked the thingy. Five, I actually tried that, and it didn't work for me. We'll talk about it in a second. So I threw a trap at one of them, and I started to attack the other one. So I missed with the first one, but it was still in front of them.
Yep.
So when they ran towards me, the ogre ran through the trap, but didn't set it off. Like, what the what? So, like, danger mode because, oh, my God, I've got two of these things on me now. And my pet died, like, pretty quickly. And I went to hearth, and, no, that got knocked off. So I'm like, oh, geez. So I ran. I ran so far away. I tried to feign death. I tried to shadow meld. Nope. So I'm running.
So
and
they
I was,
wouldn't leash?
Well, I know, because the leash now, for some reason, is really long. It's really long.
Okay.
So I'm running, and I happen to throw a trap down, and it trapped one. And I'm like, okay, great. So now I got one trapped. I turn around, and I notice that the second one leashed. I'm like, oh, thank God. So I called my pet back, and I was able to kill them, but holy crap. Like what, like what's this thing where mobs can run through traps now? It's bull crap. I'd also did the troll killing. You know, there's like that troll temple thing up in the top and it's like packed full of trolls, man. So that was a little hairy, but you know, we just proceeded with caution. We were smart about some things, and when we completed everything, we just hearthed the heck out of there. And there was a couple times where I'm nervous, and everyone on the stream, because I'm doing this while we're live too, and they're like, "Don't do it."
Okay.
Like, no, we're gonna do it. Like, we're going all in, baby, and you know, just.
You know that is the first mistake, don't you? You know that that's where we always decide on doing things that perhaps
I've
is
done
not
it before.
Always a good idea.
I've done it before, and we've been all good. You know, it's been good before, and it's good now. So that was fine. I do have a quest to kill Bangalash, you know, like he's like the great big tiger guy, like the final one to kill. I'm not going to do that one because I know that he summons adds, and he summons two of them, right? Like he summons two panthers, I think. And it's more
two
than once.
Three.
I don't know, but I know that it's more than once. So you can
go
kill those.
Yeah.
And then about a minute after he'll summon more. And like, holy Jesus, that's just not going to happen in this post scaling world.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
You know, if you're gonna do it, you need to clear all the way around because those stealthy panthers can be anywhere. And I think I've died to him at least twice with an iron because it's not pretty.
I was able to do it before the patch. I am not even going to attempt it.
Yeah,
there's just no way. I'm pretty sure that's going to be just death right there. So I just with the what Five was saying. So he's saying in chat here. So if you enable war mode, if doing the trivia daily and then turn it off and take a fly point to clear the 5-minute PvP flag. I actually was thinking, yeah, you know what? You can turn on the war mode, do the trivia quest, and get the XP, and then go switch that off. So I switched it on, and the XP did not increase. So it was the same amount of XP. Yeah. So I was like, okay, well, just switch that off real quick. But I did not have the flag. So because you are already in the capital, the flag comes off right away. At least it did for me. If I'm having a different experience, whoa, hello, everything turned off. That's fantastic. Thank you. Okay. So if you're having different experience with that, please let me know. Cause as far as it happened with me, it did not work because when you go look at the war mode, tool tip, it does say it gives you, oh, drop frames. That's fantastic. Okay. I think we should still be good. Okay. The tooltip on war mode does say that it gives you XP out in the world. So I feel like in the capital, so it may not count.
Ogrimmaro, yeah, capital's not technically the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Possibly. Yeah.
I would love to hear.
Maybe. Be interesting to see what Five says.
You keep rebuffering a lot. Yeah, I would. So for anybody watching, I would hit refresh on your screens, on your Twitch pages.
Yes, I'm back. We're back. So I'll tell you what I did. Everyone got your coffee, get your drink. It's been a really busy week. I didn't have any time. I was exhausted. Work kicked my butt so badly this week. I just did not spend as much time as I could doing the things I wanted to do in game. And so I didn't get any challenges played this week. I was very tired.
Wow.
And you know me, rule number one, if you're tired, don't play a challenge stream. I had this dream though the other night. When was it? Must have been Wednesday night. I had a dream that I lost 5 challenge tunes in a row.
Why 5?
Yeah, 5. I was like playing. I was just like, yeah, damn it. Kill one off. Nope. On to the next one. I think they were all blood. I don't know what happened, but it was just like, and I woke up. I didn't wake up in a cold duck sweat or anything like that. I kind of woke up and just was like, really? Really? Out of all the things I could dream about, I'm dreaming of killing off my toons. Like, that is not cool. So, yeah, I was like, let's shake that out of the brain because I do not want to tempt fate. So I'm going to wait till, you know, like, being, for me, I class today as being, like, the last day of the week. So I'll shake it out and, you know, get on with some challenge soon stuff next week. Hopefully I'm not dreaming about killing off more toons, but I think that was also part of it. Cause I was like, really? 5? Like, no, what? And they were all my favorite ones too. So I lost like the warrior, the hunter, the warlock, the priest, and I already killed off the druid the other week, so it wasn't the druid. It must have been the other hunter, because I made a Lightforged one as well. So I think it was like my top 5 in the Bloodthirsties. Killed them all, and I'm like, let's not tempt fate
I would tell you that. Sorry. If I had dreams like that, I would not play. I feel like some of the times my dreams are trying to tell me something, right? Like, don't do this, or hey, keep an eye on that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And if I had a dream like that, I'd be like, nope, nope.
Yeah. Nope. So. Well, exactly. So, hence, it's just like, and by the time I got the stuff that I needed to get done, like on my main, and it's like, you are far too tired to even try and contemplate playing the challenge zones, because it's just, the body is slow and tired. So, it's just, and the anniversary only started, well, for me, yesterday. So I haven't even had a chance to even look at the irons to see what I can do. I'm going to hopefully try to do that today, but, you know, baking. I'm going to make a fruit cake. I'm making my grandma's fruit cake. So I've got to soak with that rum? In the rum. Yeah.
Oh,
hold on.
Can you please save some for yourself for next week and eat it before we do the show? Please. Please.
So it depends on, I have got Bundaberg rum, which is like one of the most famous Australian Bundaberg rum things that we have got around. So I've got a bottle of that, but I've also got a bottle of this other one that they made, which is a chocolate hazelnut.
Ooh.
And something else. Liqueur rum. It's a rum one as well. So I've got about 3/4 a bottle of this liqueur. So I'm really actually tempted, instead of going the straight rum. Like Grandma taught me how to make the fruit cake, and we used to make it for years until she passed away and she gave me the recipe. So this year I've decided no, in memory of her, and I miss her, and I've been baking so much that I want to make it for the family. So I've got to soak it. I'm going to soak it for the week in the rum. Okay. But I'm thinking, I'm actually leaning towards putting this liqueur rum into it instead of just the straight Bundaberg rum. So we'll see. So I need to cut that up this afternoon to put in all the fruit and the cherries and the ginger and
save it for like and as soon as we go live,
cutting the cake next week. Will be no cutting the cake next week.
Okay, so there when won't can be. You eat it?
Yeah.
So when can
we'll
you eat
probably
it
be right before Christmas.
Okay.
So because I'm going to make it, I need it to sit, and then I call it. But
we have our final show December the 15th.
Yes. Yes.
Will you have it by then?
Yeah. It'll be made.
No. But can you cut it and eat it by the 15th? Please.
I hope so.
Please. Oh, yes. My God. Because I remember the last time that you did. You didn't have a webcam at that time. And it was still fun times with you. So
it was potent. Yeah. It's potent. The fruitcake will be very potent. Yeah. So, but that's what we do. We don't do any half measures here. It's all in. When there's alcohol in a cake for my family,
I love the whole bottle. Awesome. Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I come over and
sure,
if especially if you're going to use the hazelnut chocolate liqueur rum or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Mm. Good Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Can I?
So, Marilyn, we'll see.
So you're all done telling us that you didn't do anything?
I didn't do anything. 10 minutes to tell you I didn't do anything. Great. There we go.
Yeah, we're trying to have a short show, right?
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
Because I'm also
because we talk too much.
Blame. Yes.
Stop talking. Why are they talking?
Shh.
Stop doing that.
It's the other finger.
No, it wasn't.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, really quick. So our podcasts going forward. I want to say thank you to Seraphis first, who told us about, hey, you know, you can't like upload your thing 24 hours from when your stream goes live. And I'm like, oh, wow. I didn't know that. We've been doing that for like a year and nobody said anything about it. So far, I think we'll be okay. But there is a clause in Twitch that says that Twitch as a affiliate, which this channel is, they have 24 hours exclusive use of your video and audio and all that. So he told me it was 24 hours from when you go live. Zorts goes and looks it up and he's like, no, it's 24 hours from when you end. It's like, okay, so.
Right.
Okay. So basically, whichever the case, which, thank you, Zorts.
Thanks, Zorts.
We are going to be publishing the videos and audio a day later, because usually I can get them out about 20 to 30 minutes once we're done. It's pretty quick. So I don't know how that's going to, you know, reflect on lists of episodes and all that stuff, but once we're live, you know, once the episode's live, we'll tweet it and Facebook and all that stuff. But just so that you know, there is a reason why. I don't think it's a big deal. I think what would probably happen is that we would get like a 72 hour like suspension or something, but I don't want to chance it.
We don't want to risk it.
So no. You know, better to play within the rules and just go forward.
Well, rules are there for a reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's more to make it so that, like, they don't want you double streaming, right? Like, they don't want you to be on Twitch and YouTube at the same time, or Mixer and all that other stuff, which we're not. It's just, good Lord. So, okay, so the other thing is site logins. Someone is having problems logging into the Teams account page, and from what I can see, it's like a Blizzard information thing that their Blizzard information is not getting passed through to us. And as far as I know, that's not on my end. So if you are having problems, if you can log out and log back in, great. If you can't log back in, please let me know ASAP. Okay. As far as I can see, this is nothing on my side. So, I can't control the information that gets passed back by Blizzard. Blizzard is changing their back end stuff, so it could be something from that. It's possible. But I'd like to know if other people are seeing this, because as far as I know, it's one person. That's it. So please let me know, like, as soon as you see it, like, send me a DM. Back end stuff. Yeah, it's back end stuff. Giggity. That's why I'm like, giggity. I didn't know what she was talking about. But yeah, back end stuff is always. We have a site store through Spreadshirt, and they send me codes and stuff. And they said that this kind of bugs me. They're going to have Black Friday codes from November 23rd to 25th. You can get 15% off everything. However, on November 26th only, like that day, you get 15% off and free shipping, which is great. The part that kind of gets me is that, you know, as the shop owner, me, let's just say, right? Why would I not want to tell you guys, if you want to buy something, don't buy it on the 23rd to the 25th. Wait until the 26th so you can get free shipping. because these guys don't have a physical store, so I don't understand why they, like, I think they just want to cut costs. But me, as like in my position, why would I ever want to hold back that, hey guys, you know, on the 26th, oh, there's free shipping now. Oh, if you bought it the day before, too bad. No. So, okay, if you guys want to buy anything, honestly, wait until Monday, November the 26th. The code is CyberSale. We will post them up. It's 15% off everything and free shipping. I don't know if free shipping means everywhere, but try it out if you really want stuff.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
They say free shipping. The little thing there says that it can't be combined with other offers. Doesn't say countries are excluded, blah, blah, blah. So give it a look. We will tweet out the codes when they're live. Just really, if you were planning on doing anything because of Black Friday, just wait until the Monday. It's silly. They should not have the separate code. They should make it all one thing.
It's a bit weird.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
WoW 14th anniversary is live. It runs from November 16th to November 30th. The 14% XP and rep item is not allowed. But the trivia daily quest, there's lots of XP there, is allowed. So go do that, unless you're a bloodthirsty, which, sorry.
Sucks to be us.
Yeah.
And
again, don't try to tag the world bosses, because that's just, you are asking to have your character killed. Pilgrim's Bounty is November 19th to November 26th. It's Monday to Monday. Bountiful Tables, I'm just going over just really rough jot notes off of last year's notes. The Bountiful Tables, you are allowed to eat all the banquet stuff to complete the quest. Just click off the buff. Transmog items are not allowed except for Bloodthirsty solos, and Green Man can wear the green gear items. There is a blue transmog. Nobody can wear those. Irons, tins, pacifists can't wear, and iron teams and blood teams cannot wear the green items. Daily quests, you can buy the mats off the auction house. That is allowed. And pacifists. Apparently, it's a good, really good time to start a new pacifist, as well as
don't
because.
Kill the techies.
You can't do that quest because they do count as a kill. If you combine this with doing the trivia, oh my god! Like this is the time to go create a new character, and I think I will be, because I think I would kick myself having to grind five levels.
What are you gonna make? Rogue?
It's either, well, Night Elf, either Druid or Rogue. Like, I had a Rogue last time, but I might go Druid just for, I don't know, just for heals. Because as my Rogue, I mean, I died, but I couldn't really heal myself, right? So it might save me a little bit of time. So that's about it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Cool. Good to know. Thank you.
Yep. Done.
All right. So let's get on with. So there's lots of stuff coming up, guys. But again, just be aware of what you can and can't do on your challenge zones. Now, state of the challenges for this week. So let's have a look. As we said, this is a short show, guys. So we are starting off with the irons. So Farrah Kyrie hit 47. Iron Bower hit 48. Iron Gun 2 hit 50, but red flagged with one uncommon slot was equipped. Oh dear. Azzy Iron hit 50. Farrah Lyric hit 55. Danathia hit 61, but again is red flagged. So they equipped something they shouldn't have. Farrah Kese hit 65. Ping You Don't Die hit 67. That's such a cute name. I like that one. Tej Bagrits? Tej Bagrits?
I don't know.
Hit 68. And Thelani hit 75. Well done. Thelani's going nice. Well. Okay.
So Bloodthirsty. We have Soul Snuffer at 46, Five Bones at 48. I feel like we need to have like a hand count on either side, one for Nisi, one for Five. So we have Soul Snuffer at 46. That's one.
Yep.
Five Bones at 48, Five Rush at 57, Five Told You So, at 59, Blood Thief, 60, Green Dragon, 68, Five On It is level 69, Soulful Paw is 75, Soul Shot is 81, and Soul Shield is 104. Wow, they're tied 4-4.
Four each.
Nice.
4-4.
Nice.
There's the challenge itself. Who's gonna?
Jeez Louise.
There you go. Five for Nisi. Nice. Just throwing it out there. Four each this week. Well done, though. We didn't lose any bloods this week.
Nope.
Probably because I didn't play them. I lost them in my dreams. That's why. Let's keep them there. Or nightmares. Maybe it was nightmares. Okay. Pacifist. Passive hit 19. Pacifist hit 21. Well done.
You're welcome.
Vetka. Listos Vetka. I speak, what is it? Russian? No, that's what Russian. Is it?
From what Russian I understood, it was 22? Actually Bulgarian, but I still converted it back to Russian. But that was the first thing it wanted, so I don't know.
Okay, cool. All right. Passive 9 hit 52. 5 Higgledy hit 53. Monspritcher hit 76. Herminator hit 85. Gentle Soul hit 85 as well. Farrakessa hit 86. And 5 Pride hit 98.
Nice.
Well done.
And you're welcome.
Well done.
For you're putting welcome. In the Thank translations.
You. About time. Yeah. About time.
Okay, so Tins, we only got 6 this week. Iron Judgment's level 11. Mamaquila. Yeah. Sounds like tequila, but.
Yeah.
Anyways, so level 12. I know that we're not clean tag, but that's just going to go down a really bad place. Number 4 Raxtus is level 15, but red flag because they have a shrouded bearskin breastplate. Can't wear that stuff. I think it was green or something, I don't know, but I think it picked up the actual thing because they logged out with it on.
Oh.
And that's why yours only said that there was one uncommon because they didn't log out with it on. Tin Mamaquila is level 19. Moonbiter is level 24 and Yezin is level 36. That's Nisi. Because that's Nisi spelled backwards because I didn't know what that was for like the longest time because I'm stupid. And I see it all the time. I'm like, what? Who is this? Oh, derp.
Derp. Derp, derp. Okay. Greens for this week. Okay. So we've got.
Hey, man.
Go
for it.
You're roboting.
Oh no! Don't say that.
No,
you're fine. No, you're fine.
Okay, you're roboting. Okay, so Octonequip. That's what I'm going with. Hit 32. Iron Greens hit 34. Verdesmack hit 37. Ferroverde hit 38. Sirena hit 50, but RIP. Krusty hit 59. Ferrovert hit 60. Ferroverde hit 71. Maldios hit 76. Invertigory, RIP 99. No, poor Rogue Slayer.
Happy birthday what happened. To her, too. Jesus.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know. Is the chat room coming through Robony or is it just me?
You are coming through completely fine. I think.
Okay, because you're coming.
I think you need to go to your voice meter and go and click on menu and restart. Maybe that's it for you. Because okay, for me, you're fine. So
yep.
I don't know.
Now you're fine. Yep, yeah. Cool.
So every once in a while, voice meter does that. And that's when you sound like that. That's when I specifically need to be like, stop, because the stream will hear that for sure. Although the stream did say that they would not hear that. But anyways, we're talking about technical stuff. Okay. Iron Teams, we have Risky Business is dead. They found out that this indeed Iron Teams is Risky Business at level 20. The hideous skunks are at level 22. Good lord. And nice. Yeah, and that's it. So let's go to okay, fine. Team Puppets Revenge is at level 41.
Thank you. Well done, Nisi and Zorts. Yeah, Stone's being a duty head.
Well, yeah. You know, when you're 42 turning 12, this is this is how I act. So and for Blood Teams, Five Finger Death Taco is at level 41. They did say that they have a new team, but they can't register because technical stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah, weird.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
Well done, everyone, though. Commiserations.
Pushing my luck. Oh, wow.
It was a little bit of a rough week this week.
Yes.
Looking back.
No, it's been worse. No.
Yeah,
I think,
we've had worse,
we have a high level person dying, so that's never good.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. He's not happy you're on Team Turwinkle. Well, Turwinkle's the only person that was rooting for me. There are a few people, but he is actively coming out and saying Team Stone. Whereas Zorts isn't really coming out and giving me support because he wants to support both of us. And that's okay.
I'm not worried. I'm on Team Turwinkle's wife. That's the team I'm on.
She is pretty
She
nice.
Is fantastic. Yeah. She's beautiful. Yes.
Okay.
So I'm totally on Team Terwinkle's wife. Yeah.
Let's do chit chat.
Next one.
You're dead to me. Wow. Really? Okay.
It's just in. It's chit chat.
Awesome. Okay. So this is where you can send in your tips, tricks, questions, anything that you need to let us know about. So this week we have got from Dave the Hunter. For the record, my wife got 8 out of 10 on her driver's test. The other two guys managed to jump out of her way. Oh, thank you, Dave the Hunter. I wasn't sure where that was going now. That's good. I like that one. All right.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
I looked at him like, ooh, I really hope his wife doesn't listen to this show, because good lord, she'd be like, you bastard, come here, bong, with a frying pan right over his head. Okay, so from Alf Claw, I couldn't find anything on the site or in the FAQ about whether or not tailoring is allowed now if used solely for the purpose of making bandages. No, it is not. It's a profession, and currently it's not allowed. Whether that changes, it'll be up to, I think, a general consensus, pretty much. But as of right now, we've got people
you
that
can
make it.
You
can buy them.
Buy bandages,
and you can use them.
Now, so.
You just can't make them. So
there's a lot of people who price gouge the bandages. So you know, have to be wary of that. But yeah, they are there.
So okay.
Okay, all right. So the last one's from Jess. Okay. Am am I imagining things, or can you get fishing on the pacifist challenge? Because just catching junk would be a good way to make bank.
Yep.
I don't know what make bank means. Is that just to get some gold?
Yes.
To make money?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I've never heard that term as to make bank. So that's interesting. Okay. Fishing on a pacifist? Some people do, some people don't. Depends.
Australia is so separated from everything. Like it's such a unique.
That's right, because look where we are. But I'm saying that
you guys are such a unique place. Like you have, you are vastly different.
Everything wants to kill you.
You guys are vastly different from some other places, right? And like just from speech and culture, it's. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just it's cool to see, you know. So you're just your own thing. Whereas us, we're kind of I think we're sort of British, but we're sort of American, and that's where we like that's where my culture kind of we're in between the two, right?
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. But you guys are like no. This is us, and that's it. I'm going to go put my sunnies on, and I'm going to have my lippy on, and my heady bow tie on, and I'm going to put my thongs on, and I'm going to walk on that beach.
Yep, that's right. Because that's what we do. It's Australia. There's lots of beaches.
Australia. It's very hot. And the drop bears.
Drop bears will get you.
Horrible.
It's drop bear season. They Jesus. Will hunt you down. Yep.
So bad. Okay.
Anyway, back to the question. Fishing on a pacifist.
Yeah. Yes.
Who said, Five says, fish at Dockman Fair sells for 10 to 30 gold each.
Yeah, those special Dark Moon Dagger Maw?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
So, yeah, you can do fishing on a pacifist. I know that Rogue Slayer plays one of her pacifists that she doesn't do fishing on because she classes it as her vegan pacifist. So she doesn't fish at all on it. And again, that's, you know, that's personal choice. But a normal pacifist too, you can do fishing. Yes, absolutely. And again, might be a good idea to start one with all the things coming up with the trivia now and the Pilgrim's Bounty.
I think that's what I'm going to stream for next week is a lot of that. So I don't know if there's not going to be a whole lot of.
Maybe I should make one. Did Hell just freeze over?
I think this is the time. Well, Hell is actually, isn't there a place Hell in America?
There is. That does freeze over.
That does freeze over, right? So,
yeah.
Is it America?
Every now and again, but I don't think it happens.
We have a Vulcan in Canada. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah. For Iron Elite, I would like to say thank you to our cash donator. I don't recognize your real name. I would just say your name is Peter. And it's not a Peter that I know for sure. So,
thank you.
It was a one-time cash donation. I'm going to put it up with the first name and last initial. However, if this was you, please let me know so I can give you proper credit. I would love to be able to do that. So thank you very much. We also have Mozadi. He joined as a patron. Thank you very, very much, Mozadi. If you don't remember, he is Bikini Babe. He was able to level up his 110 hunter with basically just a bow with no clothes on. So that's pretty awesome.
Bow and a pet.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a Coke. Okay. Nope. Okay. Yes. Well, would you like me to burp on the stream? No. No.
Preferably no, but it wouldn't, you know. whatever.
I mean, manners, right? So
yeah.
I mean, my mom did raise me somewhat okay, and then there's the rest of me that's not quite there. So, also wanted to thank Fimless from the Twisted Nether blogcast. He also joined us as a Iron Elite by subbing to us on Twitch.
Oh, wow.
So, thank you very, very
much.
Thank
you. That's
He also invited me on his show, and I'm like, are you sure that's a good idea? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, well, what's the problem? I'm like, mistakes, man. That's going to be a bad time. And he's like, what's the worst that could happen? And we just left it at that because, you know.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Excellent.
Okay. So the one thing I wanted to say before we read off our list of Iron Elite, because last week I didn't do it and I'm a bad person. I'm sorry. We were talking about this before the actual podcast. I would like to do an Iron Elite Games again. So for maybe aiming for Friday, December the 7th. At 11 p.m. Eastern, which translates to Saturday morning for EU, like at 5 a.m. Central European time, I think, or maybe 6.
Early.
I think 5, because it's a 6-hour difference between CET. But then it also comes in at midday in Australia. And I think that's pretty much the only time that we can really get where it basically hits most time zones. So if you are interested, please let me know. I will post something up in the Iron Elite channels. So it would be cool to do one because we haven't done one for quite a while. I think since March, April. Like it's like we did one this year, right? So I would like to do another one before the end of the year. And I think the last time that we did it, we had like 2 or 3 folks, which is fine. I don't mind that. I just, you know, if you want to
come play.
We played some Diablo 3 and some Heroes, I think. So I think pretty much any game that's free, I think we're going to stick to Blizzard games if possible. Unless everybody is in consensus and actually owns the game, because I don't want people to have to go out and buy it, then you know, let's play. The other options that we could do, what are the party games like Jackbox, right? But those things can get dirty really quickly, especially with me. They're fun. They're really, really fun games. Just, I think somebody does have to buy it. Never heard of it. I'm not sure. You usually see them when you try to fundraise, you know, that kind of stuff. But, I think, LB and Adams and I think Swing Cat and Arlie, I think all 5 of us did some Jackbox games, earlier this year, I think once. And it's like, and it can be clean, but typically it's not clean. So, but yeah. Okay. So for Iron Elite, thank you to everybody that supports us. So thank you to Awesome Trousers, Chupa, LB, Fair, Fimless, Five Iron, Frazzly Sparksman, Grand Negus, Eli CTR, Cashbringer, Chris W. I'm just going to call you Chris. An Anonymous Koala. Lissan, Mozati, Never Died, O Canada, Periton, P.S. Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Soylent Greener, because Soylent Greener is better than being just Soylent Green, Stir, Swing Cat, Thelani, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, Tuli Bardeen, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very much for your support. And because of that, I think we did say it last week that we took off the ad because we're over that half of the server cost. So we're at like 120. Mm-hmm. I think we were at like 126 out of the 220. So, if we can get more people to get to the 120, to get to the 220, that's great. But this definitely helps. So I don't need to put the ad on there because I'm I know people can do ad blockers, but I hate even having the spot used.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it. So thank you to our mods. I don't know why I say Discord and Twitch because now we're all one thing. Delete. because we did the thing. And so Austin Trousers, Boz, Fair. I'm going to miss people because I'm reading off the list. Austin Trousers, Boz, Fair, DC, Stir, Zaya, Zorts, and Lita. Thank you. Well, you're not really a mod, so you're just there to keep me in line, which you're not doing a good job of right now. Just saying.
It's good to say.
So thank you very, very much. And it's good to have DC back doing her things because I think you know what, the week or two that Nisi was gone, I was like, oh yeah, I got to do this, and yeah, I'm doing it, and then I'm like, yeah, and I'm forgetting stuff again, like, what? Oh god, yeah, I'm not good at it. So having a person devoted specifically to a certain task is good. So thank you everybody for your help, and Zorts actually did some mod work too, which is awesome. I loved it. I missed a Facebook show post. Yeah, well, I'm not surprised. It sounds about par for the course. So thank you to everybody watching on Twitch, and sorry for the streaming problems. I kind of wonder if maybe there's internet problems, because earlier this morning when I went to bed, my net went out again. And I was like, oh, because last week I might not have been able to do the show because the net was down like all day. And today I was like, oh my god, I was like, Leah, I swear, if I wake up and we have no net, I'm gonna lose my stuff. Like, I'm just gonna lose it, because I'm not doing this every week.
Yeah.
But it came back on by the time I woke up, so we're all good. But now I kind of wonder if maybe it is them screwing around. But maybe. Thank you to everybody that kept that that remained. Yeah, I just, you know.
Have a drink.
Let's take a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And
go again.
Because I'm all wound up, and I'm trying to get through this stuff. So, thank you to everyone, because I'm trying. I want to say everyone, but then everybody, and I'm like mixing the two. Right. So thank you to everyone, because now you know what that is, for remaining here with us while we have the video problems, which
technical issues.
I think it's still us, though. I think it's still me. But thank you. And if you want to watch a show live, hopefully there won't be as many technical issues. You can do so with these wonderful people on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Toronto time. With Boz, Fair, Lita. That's you, Lita. Why are you in the chat? Nisi, you're supposed to be here in the podcast. That's weird. Stir, Zaya, Zorts, me. That's weird. Well, no, I've got to stream it, so it makes sense. I don't know, so I'm just going to say it. We'll check it out after. Avocado Dabadoobadoo. I don't know. Chupa. Hey, Crash Landing. Yeah. Taco, LB, Eli, Dave the Hunter, Azzy, Cashbringer. Cash me outside. Sorry, man. Whose wife is also very, very nice, too. I got to meet her. Rem. Hi, Rem. Return of the Mac. Hey, it's Mac. Ungno 13. That's a bot. I'm pretty sure that's a bot. Anyways. Oh, well, Ungno just left. So, well, he got his name on the thing. Or she. Or them. Vasid. I think that's a bot. Five iron? I think that might be a bot, too. I'm not sure. There's just a lot of information. I think there's a lot of information there. It's got to be a bot. And Zane Kyber, thank you all for watching. Our next show,
thanks guys,
will be Saturday. Ooh, what am I doing? Saturday, November the 24th, right? 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time, Toronto time, Toronto. Which is Sunday. Toronto. If you want to say it like you're native, do not pronounce the final T. And okay. you can even drop the first O. So you say Toronto. T-R-O-N-O. Toronto. Kind of.
Toronto.
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 Yeah. We say it. We just okay. butcher our own town name. So, which is Sunday, November the 25th at 1 a.m. Central European Time and 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Time, which is 10 a.m. for Lita. Okay. Yes. We should be joined by Lisanne. This is the yes. going theory. So it would be good to yeah. hear him talk about how he leveled up. And if people don't know, he's actually the first person to level up in BFA, going from 110 to 120. He's got a lot of firsts as well, so he knows yeah. a lot of stuff, and hopefully will give us a lot of his tips.
We're gonna pick his brains.
Tips.
Pick his brain.
Anytime I see tips, it's, yeah. I laugh. But tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks. Okay. Gotta watch how you say that. Okay. Well, that's exciting. We'll have Lisanne next week. So excellent. All right. So don't forget where you can find us is the website is wildchallenges.com, where all the information for everything that we do is up on the webpage. So you can check out our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube channels. Don't forget, we also have got Spotify. We are now on Spotify if you want to check us out there as well. If you want to send us your tips, tricks, life quotes, whatever you'd like to, you can email us at podcast@wildchallenges.com. Stone, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we did last night. And Lita actually made that call to be like, hey, do you want to do the show? I'm like, yeah, okay. Because that's usually me. I'm having to harass her, be like, Lita, pay attention to me. But this time she was like, hey.
You're like, pay attention.
Hey.
Well, we kind of organized it. It's just that, you know, I had real life stuff to do, but it was like, are we still doing this? So we did it. Episode, what did we do? 80?
81.
81. So, yeah. So go check that out where we talk all the other stuff.
And we kind of, and mom and dad had a little bit of a spat, sort of, but not really.
And yeah, and we talked. So that short show ended up way longer than we anticipated, but it was good. We had lots to cover, so that was good. Don't forget, you can also check out me on Twitter, which is at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. And you can also find my other show, which is Behind the Avatar. Go check that out. Other than that, always like to say thank you to two of our good friends of ours and the podcast. So Markonen and Epic Insanity. Markonen does our intro, and we are always thankful and appreciative of him for helping us out with that. And we love our intro. So Markonen, you can check him out at Markonen Wow on Twitter. And he is still part of Torrent Think Tank crew over there. So you can show them some love as well. And Epic, it does our outro. And Epic, it was so good to hang with Epic the other week, wasn't it? He's such a good guy. Epic is on Twitter at Epic_Insanity. And you can find him with Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. So go show these two wonderful friends of ours some love. Other than that, thank you, chat room. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Have a good week. Obviously, commiserations on everyone we lost. But have a good week. And enjoy the 14-year anniversary of WoW, too. So celebrate. Have a good one, Stone. What are you doing? You're hiding behind the microphone.
Yeah. All right.
You creep. You're being creepy. Creepy.
Not okay. As creepy as my photos of you putting on your eye lippy. Have a good day.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.